Galesburg's Morning News.
Good morning, 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL. Tom Eredith, Jim Lee, Tyler Bachman, glad to have you with us on this Monday morning. Well, there's been some changes in politics in central Illinois, and we start with the change in the 37th Congressional District, and Darren Mahood elected to that seat in a special election held recently. And has taken that position in Washington, D.C., and his replacement, Chuck Weaver, a local politician and businessman in Peoria, is now our state senator from the 37th District, and both gentlemen join us here this morning. Thanks for coming in. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Tom and Jim. Great to be with you and your listeners, as always, and great to be here with our new senator, Senator Chuck Weaver, and just wanted to say, obviously, I've really enjoyed serving as the state senator for Knox County and this district over the last 4.5 years, and it was a real honor to serve as a state senator, and as you know, was fortunate to get elected in a special election to the new congressional district. The only thing that I'm upset about is Knox County is not in the district, and so it's unfortunate, but obviously have a lot of strong relationships here and a lot of friends, and couldn't be prouder to be with you guys this morning, and welcome my friend Chuck Weaver as the new senator, and we're really trying to make for a smooth transition from myself to Chuck, and he'll do a great job.
Chuck, let's find out a little about your background. You've been involved in some politics in the city of Peoria.
We say elected officials, not politicians.
Okay, but there you go, elected officials. That sounds better.
Yeah, I got to start just thanking Congressman LaHood. He called me last week and said, hey, I'd like to take you to the district. And with all he has going on right now in Washington, D.C., to be willing to do that just shows how much he respects the people in this district and his willingness to help me get started as well. So I appreciate his help going through this transition period.
Talk a little bit about your background.
Sure. Farm kid. Still live on the family farm that I grew up on. And went towards business, though. I was a Bradley management graduate and then law school in DePaul. But went into the family business. We had Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants. And my dad had about 19 of those when I started with him. We grew it to 30 together, and I sold out of that business in 2003 and have done just a lot of other businesses. I've always, you know, I watched my dad go from broke to a very successful guy and just saw the importance of how a person keeps working, and then they have a few opportunities. But I've tried to invest in a lot of young business guys and women, and have really enjoyed doing that the last 15 or 20 years as well.
Mm-hmm. For both of you, you're moving into new positions, and anytime you do that, there's a level of excitement and hope of what can be done. But given the climate of what's out there right now on the national and the state level, it's obviously very challenging and very frustrating. I guess we'll start with you, Darren. Tell us about your thoughts on where you go forward with this.
Well, I think you're right, Jim. You know, the challenges we face in Illinois are, you know, significant. There's no doubt about it with the budget impasse we're at. And then you look at the federal level and, you know, coming into a very, you know, uncertain time at the federal level with lots of issues, particularly in the Republican Congress, right? You know, just went into this new Republican majority there, and we had Speaker Boehner. My first week I was on the job, I got to meet the Pope, and then the next day, Boehner resigned. So, and then last week, of course, McCarthy announces he's not going for Speaker. But the challenges are significant. And, you know, they're similar in some ways because, you know, obviously, the fiscal instability here in the state of Illinois, the budget impasse is similar to what we're dealing with on the federal level. But, you know, I think that's why you need important, you know, people to step forward, new leadership to come in. I think at the federal level, I think with Boehner stepping down, it presents a great opportunity for a new, fresh face to come in, new leadership to help bridge that gap, new ideas to move forward to help solve some of the problems in the country. So I'm excited about that.
You mentioned a new face to come in. We're hearing names thrown around. Anybody that you have an inkling might be the front runner there?
Well, you know, I'm the lowest of 435, so I'm brand new. But so I'm meeting many of these people there. But you know, somebody that had been helpful to me in my campaign was Paul Ryan. I have a great deal of respect for Paul Ryan. I think he's got those Midwestern values. I know a lot of people are looking at him, but I think, you know, kind of his skill set is somebody that I'd be looking for to kind of lead us. You know, he's Republican, conservative, very much fiscally minded. And I think, you know, he would do a great job leading our caucus. I know he's got a young family, so he hasn't made a decision on that. But I think he's somebody that could lead our Republican conference.
Chuck, going into your position, as Jim said, great challenges here in the state of Illinois. Everything's kind of at an impasse at this point. The governor was elected, the people elected him, and he's going in and doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Of course, there's a lot of complaints. He knew that was going to happen, and it's going to be tough for everybody to try to get this ship righted. Is there something in particular that you would, first off, like to see get done? I know it's going to be tough going, but is there anything in particular, any one issue that you'd like to see get accomplished?
Yeah, I think, I've been out listening to people in the district. I was telling the congressman on the way over here, I've done 135 visits to these nine counties. Peoria I knew pretty well. The other nine counties wanted to get out and meet folks. And this budget impasse is critical. And I think, just from the outside looking as much as anything, I was just thinking when the congressman was talking, between the two of us, I think I've got 4 days in my spot. What do you have, like 11 in yours, right? So for me to think I can go down there and solve problems immediately. But I know that he has, Governor Rounder has the agenda. I know workers' comp. He wants to see causation become one of the elements in that. And that's a reasonable expectation. I think the legislature would just come to the middle on some of these issues, I think we could get past it pretty quick. But a few of these things have to happen now to make our state more business friendly. And that's what he ran on, and the people still support him trying to accomplish that.
You're preaching to the choir there. I'm a former work comp adjuster at one time too. Okay. It's like I found in doing that is like I would never open a business in this state because of that. I mean, just it's and I've talked about this. I know Jim and I have talked a lot off the air about it. But yeah, that's a biggie right there.
And just one thought on that. He didn't say we have to be the most lenient. He just wants to get in the middle of the pack, and I think that's a very reasonable place to be. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no problem. So thus far, doing what he said he was going to do, I don't know that it helps when you have former Governor Ryan coming out and saying, well, I got along great with Speaker Madigan. Well, just because you got along with him great doesn't mean he was doing necessarily good things.
Right.
So I guess that's one of the keys right there. I mean, is it, in your opinion, and I know, Darren, you've seen this, is it possible to get anything done with the people that are in control of the legislature down there?
You know, there's a difference between a problem and a circumstance. And it's a circumstance, something that we're not going to be able to quickly change what's happening there with regard to the people we're dealing with. So you got to try to deal with things the best you can. I know there's also an aggressive efforts that how do we try to make changes and critical spots do we get to where there's more of an ability to come together in the middle.
I would just add on that too, Tom. You know, remember, Governor Rauner ran on fixing this state, and we are all, you know, especially in this district, I think we're sick and tired of seeing the state of Illinois continue to hemorrhage jobs, opportunities, and people out of the state of Illinois. We can't keep doing the same thing we've been doing. It hasn't been working. And it's frustrating because Illinois is kind of like an island. If you look at every other state around us, you look to Iowa or Wisconsin or Indiana or Michigan, they've made those tough choices in terms of moving us forward. Workers' compensation reform, fiscal responsibility, smaller government, ethics and transparency. They've made those changes. They've done it with new governors also. So, you know, I think the formula is there. And as Chuck alluded to, I don't think the governor has drawn a line in the sand. He's willing to work. But Speaker Madigan won't do it. He's been there way too long. He's a poster child for term limits. And, you know, I'm not going to be shy about that. That's part of the problem. And so I give Rauner credit for sticking to his guns. We have to change things in Illinois to make us that great state that we all know we can be.
Well, and Darren, you're going from a state of Illinois situation into the U.S. situation, which there's probably a lot of parallels. And, I mean, certainly the economy and the budget situation is the big thing. You got a huge budget deficit in Illinois, an even bigger one nationally. And so a lot of the things as you move into the different role will be similar situations, I guess.
Yeah. And you know, listen, we have a divided government in Washington, D.C. You know, I went from a super minority in the state Senate now to the majority in the House, which is this is the largest majority in 90 years that we've had in the House of Representatives. But I've also been somewhat critical of the House Republicans because I think we have to be more proactive instead of reactive. You know, last year, if you remember, they said, give us a bigger majority. Everything's going to change, right? Give us the U.S. Senate. We're going to change things. Well, not much has happened. So I think we have to be more proactive, lay out a roadmap and a vision for how we lead as Republicans and not be afraid to do that. I don't think we've done enough of that. And I think Boehner stepping down gives us an opportunity for new leadership to do that because clearly we have to lead and we're not doing that. And I think people are frustrated just coming off a special election. there's a real mood out there that people feel disconnected between Washington, D.C. and the rest of the country. And I think that's why Trump and Fiorina and Dr. Carson are doing so well. Non-politicians are at the top of the heap there because, you know, people are sick of the political promises.
Talking with Congressman Darren LaHood and State Senator Chuck Weaver, and Darren, you hit something I've mentioned. I've said this about Trump. I said the reason he's doing so well because he's saying things that the politicians won't say, and some things that probably need to be said. Yeah, he's maybe not put in the best terminology each time, but he's saying things that need to be said in a lot of cases.
That I think that's absolutely true, and I think people are – I think they're frustrated. You know, they thought things would be different. They thought that we would have a lot of change, and we really have gridlock there. So, again, I think that's what new leadership can help do, and obviously we're going into a presidential election. I think people are anxious to see how that plays out over the next year here. But there's no doubt we have to lead, and that's, I hope to be part of that solution in terms of leading. And listen, I'm a conservative Republican, but there's areas where we can have to work together. I'm not going to get 100% of what I want, but we have to find areas where we can find common ground, whether it's on a federal highway transportation bill, whether it's on trade that helps companies like John Deere and Caterpillar and ADM and lots of small and medium-sized businesses. There's areas that we can work together on to help get the economy back on track.
State Senator Chuck Weaver, 37th District. Chuck, talk about the process when you were approached about this position and your interest in it.
Yeah, of course, this started all happening in April, and we were in the middle of our city council race at that time. So I stayed focused on that, wanted to do the best job I could there. And then I took 5 days and went down to visit my son in Houston. And I told him, you know, you keep working your day job. I just want to spend a little time alone. And I did 3 days in a hotel room studying whether I thought I was the right person for this. And I'll be honest, I spent a little time on my knees because these things take a lot from your family. I came away from that deciding to go at this full force. And it's been about 4 months ago, and I've just been hitting it hard, mainly listening and learning about this district.
Chuck, did you ever years ago envision this as being something you might be interested or an opportunity like this might come up in the future, or is this all just been a bit of a surprise the way it's come together?
Yeah, I've lived my life as a business person, and I've always served a lot of charitable organizations in Peoria and just try to be the best person you can be, and when opportunities come up where you think you can make a difference, if they're right for you, step into them. But I was very happy being a city council person, really didn't anticipate going any further than that when I got into it.
Well, and I always, in looking back in history, many of the leaders of this country served not because they were seeking to get to higher office necessarily or getting fame or fortune, but because they felt like it was a service and wasn't always the easiest thing. And it sounds like that's a little bit of where you're coming from.
You know, you get to, I'm 60 next year, you get to that point in your life, your goals change. It's more about what you can do for other people instead of just personal success.
Well, and I would say also, Jim, to your point, I mean, you create your own opportunities by working hard. And obviously Chuck has done a very good job at the city council level and his benevolent activities in the Peoria area and his background as a businessman. You create those opportunities by doing a good job at the job you're doing. And then when something opens up, you're in the right place at the right time. And I think that's where Chuck fell into this and had a lot of support early on in that. And, you know, taking over for me, I'm very happy to have Chuck taking my seat. And I think it'll be a seamless transition. I think his business background, his experience in local government in the Peoria area, his background advocating for a better fiscal climate in the state of Illinois. And, you know, that's why we're in Galesburg this morning. I think Chuck will tell you he's going to keep the office here in Galesburg. We have another office in Princeton, and I think he'll be a strong advocate for the district.
Both from the Peoria area, you've been there, and I'm sure you were both involved in the process of Caterpillar and staying in Peoria, building the new world headquarters, which is now going to be put off. Talk a little bit about that. Obviously, it's not just the economy in Illinois. It's not the economy in the United States, but that's kind of a worldwide economic thing with the layoffs they're going to have to do. It's going to affect. There are people here in Galesburg that drive to Peoria to work at whatever Cat plant or to the Quad Cities with John Deere and a couple of manufacturers here that also provide parts. Kind of talk about, Chuck, what your feelings. Obviously, not anything to do with mismanagement at the top with Cat, but it's going to be something that's going to be tough on the district.
Well, you know, you're touching on something that has some very deep root causes, and that is just the competitive of a world environment right now. And I talked to a lot of high school kids. and say every worker in the world is connected to every consumer in America, every cash register in America, because we can get things from overseas so fast. And, you know, right now there's a general global downturn. We understand that, especially global mining. But beyond that, we have got to do everything we can because our competitiveness from a pricing structure in the United States is going to continue to be challenged from around the world. And we have to be honest about that. So we've got to do a better job of preparing our students to be competitive in a worldwide market. We've got to have, right now, I talk about three things that are critical to job growth. A great workforce, which is about our kids, having great access to a good banking structure where people can get loans to grow businesses, and then also just access to a global economy where we can sell our products. And CAT is key to that. John Deere is key to that. We're very fortunate in this district to have those two huge employers that are going to a worldwide market, but we also have to understand when things soften, it can affect us.
I have to get my agriculture question in here. Of course, Darren, your dad, Ray, very instrumental in a lot of things were going on in agriculture in his time. This Trans-Pacific Partnership is one of the things that is being addressed now. Do you like this agenda that I know a number of agriculture groups seem to think is a good deal for us?
Yeah, so the TPP, which was just negotiated in Atlanta between the 12 different countries around the world, it will create an unbelievable market for our products, whether those are corn and soybeans or Caterpillar tractors. The way that the process works is that will be brought to the Congress within the next year here. I don't anticipate it'll come in the spring. It'll probably be next fall. But obviously, when you think about, you know, this congressional district that I'm in, I think is the 17th largest in the country of the 435 in terms of production. And so when you look at how do we open up our commodities to markets overseas, this is the type of this is the way that you do that through the TPP. So I'm going to look at that. Obviously, look at the provisions in there. Like everything, I want to read the bill, look at that before I make a decision on it. But anytime you can open markets through trade for John Deere tractors or Caterpillar products or ethanol from ADM or our commodities is good. That creates jobs here in Central and West Central Illinois. So I think it's good. I think the other thing on trade, too, is Cuba. We're thinking about opening up trade to Cuba. I've been on record supportive of that. I think it creates a wonderful opportunity. The CAT CEO just met with Raul Castro in New York. He's one of only two CEOs to meet with him. You know, CAT will hit the ground running in Cuba if we're able to you know, if we're able to get trade relations with them, which will happen in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And the agricultural economy, much like we talked about with the general economy, also having a little struggle now with prices that are depressed. Farmers aren't obviously making as much as they were a couple of years ago. They didn't expect that high ride to continue. They know it's a cyclical market, but still, anytime, well, they say when I guess you could say if agriculture sneezes, we all get a cold around in this area, especially without much manufacturing. So
yeah, well, ag is vital to this district. It's the number one industry in the Senate district, number one industry in the congressional district, and it's obviously the number one industry in the state. And so, you know, I take the approach that you know, farmers are the best stewards of the land. Let them do what they do best. Keep government out of their lives at the state level and federal level. I think that's important, and I'm going to continue to have that philosophy moving forward, particularly on the federal regulations. There's a proposal put forth by the Obama administration called the Waters of the U.S., which would significantly affect, you know, farmers' land. You know, I'm on record as absolutely opposed to that. That's something that, again, we need to work hard to shut that rule down or to change it because it's going to have a drastic effect on our farmers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tom?
Joined this morning by 18th Congressional District Representative Darren LaHood and 37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking some time. Chuck, I got to ask you, as the plan, once you get up and running and get back in session, are you going to try to spend as much time as you can around the district and talking to people? Or
I'm not sure what my schedule is going to look like, I'm asked the congressman about that a little bit today, but I've made a commitment. I'm going to spend Fridays in the other nine counties religiously. I've already got a plan put together how I'm going to do that, and then that'll be a minimum, but there'll be much more time than that'll be out in the counties.
Obviously, the congressman would be one of those. Any mentors, people you're talking to, people you've met that have been in similar positions?
You know, I spoke with Dale Reisner, David Leach, when I was looking at this, just to try to get advice. And, of course, Congressman LaHood's been fantastic.
And for you, Congressman, obviously your father is a great mentor. Anybody? I mean, you've got a young guy like Adam Kinzinger that's in Washington. Anybody else that you've kind of talked to help him lead the way for you?
You know, so the Illinois delegation has been very, very helpful with my transition. Congressman John Shimkus from Southern Illinois, Congressman Rodney Davis, Congressman Kinzinger have all been very, very helpful to me in the transition. So obviously trying to get to know many of my new colleagues in Congress. And so I'm going to be looking forward to continuing to work with as many people as possible, meet people, get to know them. As a former prosecutor, one guy that I've gotten to know is Trey Gowdy from South Carolina. He's a former federal prosecutor, guy I have a great deal of respect for, and he's been a good mentor so far, too. So I look forward to continuing to build those relationships.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time, and we thank you for your service as well.
Thank you very much.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.